welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past week, we finished up our series in the book of Job called The Good Life, where we've been exploring how this question of what if the good life demands difficult moments. And man, what a great time walking through this book. It challenged and it comforted as it confronted us, right? And so this past Sunday, just kind of wrapping up, kind of looking at God's response. God has been silent throughout this book, and that can be hard for us, right? As followers of Jesus, you know, as we pray, as we cry out, sometimes the silence of God can feel like God is absent, or God is not distant, or he's not there, he's not listening, or he's doesn't care. And the reality is God has a plan, and God's timing is always perfect. And so even while we're waiting, we can always believe that God is working. And so, but this week, as we saw God responding to Job, is pretty powerful. God does not hold back. And so I talked about how the good life is found in a good God. I just feel like that really captured not just these last couple chapters in the book of Job, but really the book of Job too, is that I think as we look for this good life in this world, that we want to live the best life, we want to have an amazing life, that what we're going to see here is that good life is found as we trust in and follow and obey and walk with and believe in a good God. A good God. That even throughout all of what Job has gone through, God has never stopped being good. And I think Job sees that. And so God confronts Job. Not very comforting, because God is going to ask Job somewhere around 77 questions. Just bam, where were you? How did you? Who were you? How did you determine? Right? All of these kinds of questions, really in a way to confront Job's humanity. That Job can't create. Job can't rule over nature. Job didn't, you know, make the universe. And really what God is trying to do is Job, and this happens in our suffering, is we tend to shrink our view of God, right? Because our circumstances and our suffering get so big. That's what we see. And so really what God is trying to do is he's trying to help Job see God rightly. That he's trying to help Job peel his eyes off of himself and to see what God is like. And as he does that, as God confronts us, that comforts us, that we get to actually be invited into this invitation of actually seeing God for truly who he is. And while that is awe-inspiring, while that is powerful, it yet also invites us into this beautiful place. I love this quote from Max Lucado. He said, God's questions to Job aren't intended to teach Job. They're intended to stun him. They aren't intended to enlighten Job. They're intended to awaken him. They aren't intended to stir the mind. They're intended to bend the knee. And I love that, really, because that leads to kind of the repenting life that we begin to see from Job, that Job sees God in all of his greatness and all of his glory, and then he begins to actually see himself more clearly, right? And that's where he repents. Lord, who am I, right? Where he says, how could I question you? I heard you, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in my dust and ashes. And what I love about that is that God always receives the repentance of sinners. That when we begin to actually see God for who he is, we can actually start to see us more clearly. And we see that we're actually not more holy than we think. That we're still so far away from our great God. That as we look at ourselves, we begin to see our own fallenness. And as we come before God admitting that, acknowledging that, then what that begins to happen as we repent, as we take our eyes off of ourselves and put them on God, right? God is always there willingly ready to receive it. That God receives Job in this moment, because what he does next is amazing, is in essence, he restores Job. And we kind of see this rewarding life that happens, that as Job experiences the blessings of God, that as he restores his fortunes, as he restores his health, as he multiplies his riches and his family. And verse 12 is really the verse to me that really captured my heart in studying this. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. Think about that for a moment. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. You see, what I feel like what that helps teach you and me is that our circumstances, what's happening right now, man, they could be so big. They could be so hard. They could be hard to really focus and see. Maybe what your past and what you've gone through, what you've experienced, what you've walked through has been really hard and difficult. But here's the hope. Here's the hope we have, not only in God, but in Jesus, is that what's in front of us is far greater and better than what's behind us. That our latter days, right? That what is in front of us, God has greater purpose than maybe what's behind us. And so I don't know where you feel like. Maybe you feel like, man, the glory days are behind you. Man, you feel like it can't get any better, or you're not sure if you're going to be able to recapture this. The hope that we have because of Jesus is, believers, what's in front of you, right, here on earth and ultimately in heaven, is far better, far greater, far more glorious than what's behind us. And so we can put our hope and our trust in a good God, and that, my friends, will help us live and experience the good life. So let me pray for us as we finish. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you've done. God, I pray that you would just continue to help us to remember that even when life stops being good, you haven't. That even when what's behind us and what we're walking through may be extremely hard, but God, we have a hope that's in front of us. The hope of our Savior, the hope that he is coming again, the hope that he is making all things new, the hope that, God, you who began a work in us will see it through to completion, that, God, what is in front of each of us, God, may we believe that it is better than what we've experienced now. And may that continue to fuel us, God, to experience the blessings that you want to pour out on us as we walk a repentant life where, God, we get to be confronted by your goodness, by your holiness. And may, Lord, that empower us to walk and live the good life. I ask this for my friends. I ask this for each of us listening, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a moment and pray?